Benvenuti al podcast di Antonino Saggio.
Markham, it's a pleasure to be here. We'll do this lecture directly out of internet, so the only thing that you need is my name. You can follow the presentation in your computer if you prefer, or in your iPhone or iPad, and probably you have as good as image as those that you see. So let's type my name that you probably know from the presentation. My name is Antonino Saggio, and we Google it. I arrive in my home page, which is this number one. And from here, this is my website. It's a very large website, but I create every year. I need the link, so people will go to the presentation. It's public only for you. So here is the post. And so where is the link? We can click and click and don't find it, because this year I made a variation. I put this image. Again, you can click here, you don't, but if you go on Marta, you will find it. So this is a little homage to you, Marta. And thank you very much to organize this, to have us here for the second time. Generally it happens that is a normal trend, so I'm not preoccupied at all. But the second time you become a little less important than the first time, and the third time even less important than the second time. This is absolutely normal, it happens everywhere, so I'm not particularly worried for this. So I decided to make a completely different presentation from last time, that will be not to rely to the same one, but to a different one, and that will be, can you please stop speaking at least? After 3 minutes, I think it's okay. All right, so the title of the presentation is Bottom-Up, Top-Down Strategies, Art, Architecture, and Infrastructure of New Generation in Unlost Territories. So this is an approach that will be shown through my work, and keywords have changed, although the name infrastructure has always been quite important for us, as you are going to see. But art becomes an important keyword. And unlost territories is a kind of a new neologism that applies well for the lost periphery of Rome, in which basically we think are lost territories, but we can start to think how to readdress our thinking on those territories, but applies even more for territories such as this one of Puerto Rico that has been devastated by hurricane. So we think that this territory are lost, but all our point is that are not lost, they are unlost territories. But we must have different strategies, probably, and develop completely different strategies to address these territories. And probably the old way to think, they are not worthwhile anymore. The old strategies, they are not working anymore. Probably they were already obsolete, but after strategy of these entities, they are absolutely obsolete. So how we started all that, why art is an important thing in these territories? Well, we start to approach this new area of Rome through this building. This building, it is an old factory, abandoned factory, and that was occupied by population of 13 different ethnies in Rome. But the particularity of this occupation is the fact that it was supported by sociologists, anthropologists, and particularly by artists. Important artists that with their action in some way create a very specific community, but also through the art action kind of protected this occupation. It's a very unique experience in Rome, probably one of the few experiences that can put Rome in a kind of international field of experience in art, because the institutional one, of course, that we have, there are so many in all other places. So this F art means probably many things, among them fat art, as in the normal way that you can intend it, but means different things. The important thing of these actions is that the artists are important, relevant artists. They are not only street artists or writers or anything like that, are relevant artists, that they put their engagement in this place. This is, for example, in Michelangelo Pistoletto, that is one of the most relevant artists in Italy. This is one board of one of my students that will tell a little bit of the story of this, but also will show some level of toughness. It is a territory that is not a peaceful territory. It's a territory in which the sense of struggling is very important. And the struggling even starts from the story of the factory, because the factory was a factory originally. And so you feel all that dense series of events, and the art actions are also related to that. Well, to make the thing simple, we've been invited with the Nitro Group. The Nitro Group is a group of architects that I created in 2003 to support social action, installation, and research in information technology research. We've been invited to have our own piece of art, but we are not artists. We are not artists. We are architects. So we created this ramp that goes around the space that creates a space. So we create a space, and the space is intended to be used as a multifunctional series of events. In the night, can support music, dancing, and other things. And during the day, of course, this ramp is the place where kids play and have fun and things like that. So we started to deal with this territory from this experience, and this really pushed me to think in a different direction. I started to understand that probably from the Tevere Cavo area, that is the area in which I was working in the past, and that I presented last year, I decided to move in this new territory. What we've done, as usual, we create a map of the museum itself. We found around 40 sub-areas, and we create a map on that. And we made other proposal installation, other concept of proposal installation over there. All our maps works in the same way. There are the tags, and the tags, there is basic information on that tag, and then there is a post referring to a blog that goes there. So we'll see that later, because for the sake of time, I prefer to go faster. So these are some of the proposal information that, the proposal installation that have been coming out of this work, and that is an essay that I wrote about that. But after a bit, we are moving on with the approach that already we learned in Tevere Cavo and the other projects. So what we realized was that was not having a lot of sense for us to concentrate in the museum and other installations, but as urban architectural design, we want really to do projects in the urban scene. I need some water, please. I forgot. Sorry. And so what we did, we tagged this territory, this lost territory, because it's really in the periphery, and the periphery of Rome is really chaotic, dilapidated, deserted, and it's like a slum area in some part of America. So we created this map. How this map goes, works, let's go to the map. Now, for the sake of internet, probably it'll take a little time, but it's fast enough. So each one of these tags, as you can see, if you click on that, will appear the basic information related to that particular area, and particularly there is this link that goes to a fish, let's say to a post, and the post contains other information, but particularly contains these links that are the links of the project that has been developed in that specific area. We are going to see some of these projects shortly. So this is a system, or a networked system, that is a revolution, because it's a revolution of tools and it's a revolution of way to operate. So each of my course does not think that the student will work 50 students in 50 areas in the same 50 program, but basically we, a kind of a guerrilla action, we duplicate the effort of the students in the urban voids, and the urban voids, each one will create its own negotiation and its own set of actions. We strongly believe that today the city is moving with this type of action and not with large planning ideas that already are shown their ineptness. So we move bottom up, and we think that this approach to moving bottom up is something that has been proven successful all over the world in the countries that really do in reality transformation. But in order to do that, we must at the same time add infrastructure. Without infrastructure, we cannot propel the energy to do any type of this action. That's why there is here again an infrastructure, and this infrastructure, as you know, is a multifunctional modern infrastructure. That means it's something that does a lot of things at the same time. We're going to see it briefly now. Okay. Not many words should be spent in the role of an infrastructure in the existing city, because we tend to think of the infrastructure with the old model of the street that conquered the West, you know, conquered an empty area for the infinite expansion of the city. But today, the most interesting infrastructures are infrastructures that are built within the existing city, as a way to propel development within the existing city, to stop the expansion of the city, to readdress our effort within the existing city, and to do so, the infrastructure are many, they do a lot of things together at the same time. So here are some examples. Everybody knows High Line. It's not a chance that it's an infrastructure that was coming from the action of the citizen. This is the infrastructure in Seoul, one of the most interesting ones. These are views again of Seoul and of New York. This is of course the Rio Manzanares in Madrid, in which the highway that was going along the river Manzanares was taken out. Actually was put it underground, and this large park and another facility was put it. The reason is not only to have the park. The reason was to have energy in order to use the abandoned land over there, to have a new complete development inside the city, because we have to address our effort inside the city. Again, Spain is fantastic on these things. This is Barcelona and others. So now we have really to understand this concept, that is a fundamental concept, that is this type of infrastructure that we are going to do are multitasking in essence. So they do a lot of things simultaneously. So this is the only thing that I will show that is the same thing of Cerro Cabo, because it's really at the fundamental of our action. And this is the Vie Cave, that are the structure created by the Etruscan, that is a civilization before the Roman. And the Etruscan, for the Etruscan, really, they have a loop way of thinking, or a symbolic way of thinking, that each action was interconnected with other actions in a set of views that was really at the same time symbolic, ecological, functional, etc. So people that are discovering this vie cave, that are excavated paths along this area of the northern part of Lazio, like 500 meters long, even more, and 15 meters high, they had no clue. They did not understand why these things were done. And so they were starting to... okay, we lost it. Okay, we lost something. Anyway, it was a movie there. I don't know why it's not there. Anyway, you can imagine walking along this street, a very emotional, very, very strong aspect. So these are not streets. I think people were thinking, kind of thinking. They have no specific functional use. Are processional paths. So they've been done in order to accomplish a symbolic needed. And that symbolic needed was related to the way that the Tuscans were thinking the relationship between man and land. And at the same time, processional streets were used in the moment of the death, but also in many other moments. So that really goes with the basic idea of a kind of a loop action. And what is the most interesting one is they are called vie cave. And so cave means hollow in Italian. But at the same time, cave are the place from which you take out the material in Italian. The word is the same. In English it's quarries. So these are at the same time quarries. So now start to imagine what does it mean to do an infrastructure that is multitasking. So they are quarries because they are taking out the material, but instead of taking out the material like we do, like eating a mountain, they are doing this along this vie cave, and at the same time these are processional speech and other symbolic actions. So this means make an operation that is a loop operation, an operation that is related to many other things and actually reinforce the society. So going with this idea, we really put it together, our five principles of infrastructures, which are, they are all multifunctional. A new generation infrastructure must be multifunctional, must do lots of things at the same time, must provide some green system within the system, the city. Of course, we can open each one of these topics. You know, for example, whoever is approaching the city from an ecological point of view knows how important it is to create green systems or green corridors within the existing city, not only for the surface, but also below the surface, for the soil in itself. There is no action today in these years that has not related to be intelligent with what information technology means. I use this word information technology form to give you the idea that it is important that we collect information from the environment and that this information must be preformed like a form ready to be put it in action when we need it. And one of the particular ways to do that is exactly in the moments of crisis. And crisis can be attack, and attack can be either a natural attack, like an hurricane, or a terrorist attack, or other things like that. So the information that we can gather are kind of pre-organized in models that are ready of action. This is what it means. And the new infrastructure must have that. The fourth issue is the simplest one to understand. We have new type of circulation going along that, kind of slow quality circulation, cycling or monoparking way and other types, or tramway and things like that, of course. So the issue is not the old issue just to go as fast as possible. We can go a little less fast, but enjoy many other aspects. as every city in the world does. And the last one, that is probably the most important one, is that infrastructures are something that create citizenship, that create a sense of belonging that the people can share. Whoever has that experience, just for example, we are in America, so just thinking of New York, the different great infrastructure they've done, the High Line, or the Brooklyn Park Bridge, in which we saw the project yesterday of Marvel, or things like that, create citizenship, create a sense of belonging and of sharing that is of the maximum level of importance. So, by the way, each of these brings to one article, one specific article that deals with that topic, but those are in Italian. So along all these principles, we developed several projects. The last one that we saw and we shared last year was Tevere Cavo. That was based, the infrastructure became the Tiber, and all these issues were related to urban voice close to the Tiber, so in which the Tiber was the urban infrastructure to propel the enough energy to move development, again, inside the city, using the urban voice. We use this concept in many other occasions. For example, in a workshop in New York, we used that idea of the Brooklyn Island as an example of an ecological exemplary situation which can be developed. We did a little contribution last year at the theme of the workshop, and this year we are working on basins and constellation. We are trying to put together these themes that have been given to us, and so we are working until before a few moments before leaving on that topic. All our projects are based. We talk about infrastructure, we talk of architectural projects. All our projects are based on five principles. The first one is mixité, of course. We don't believe in monofunctional projects anymore, and nobody really thinks about that anymore in any place in the world. Each of our projects has a very strong driving force. That means that they are organized around a strong main idea that will organize within itself the mixité. Just imagine a stadium. A stadium today has a very major driving force, is to be a stadium, but it's not a monofunctional thing how it was in the past. The stadium is a complexity of actions and a complexity of function. It's a mixité project, but in which the driving force is the stadium. All our projects are based on a negotiation aspect, that means a negotiation between public and private. Public must have the role to guidance and control to certain level of public interest, and the private has to have its own economics, has to have its own revenue, has to have the maximization of its own goal. The key thing is the how. It's always the how. And the concept of negotiation is key, and it's one of the aspects in which information technology becomes fundamental. Talking with Professor Barbera, he just mentioned the fact that Istan makes always five alternatives for each project, just to be ready for action, and he does as well. So that idea is an idea that is built in today. Way of designing, and it's built also because we have the technology. It's a key aspect of the technology, among many others. The fourth aspect we call infrastructuring is that all our projects must have a strong relationship with the forces that are around it. The forces of the city that are around it in some way must penetrate, must appropriate spaces and form of that project. This is a basic fundamental principle. And the fifth one is we call rebuild nature. That means all our projects must present a high level of intelligence in the way to integrate with natural forces, with passive ideas of energy as much as possible, minimizing add-on things, but using the passive intelligence. There are examples of that I can talk, as you can imagine, for a long time. So, to finish up, more or less in the time that was given, I hope I was pretty much correct. How much time do you think I have, Marta? Because I did not check. 10 minutes to 5 minutes? How much? How much? 2, 5. Okay, 10. Fine. Okay, now I will finish in 5. No problem. No problem. I'll finish in 5. So I will show you very shortly some projects that are created within this idea. Everything is in the internet. So these are kind of indexing. You can go and see in depth what you want to see more. You know the past. I talked about art. Art, I was thinking, okay, what kind of metaphor can I use to let them understand why we need art and how we need art? And probably this is a stupid metaphor. Can be a very stupid metaphor, and we can find a better one. I can find a better one. But best metaphor that came to me is imagine Italian cuisine. Now imagine tomato. Imagine that tomato is art. What does it mean? That we use tomato / art in hundreds of different ways. There is one way to do the pizza with tomato. There is a way to do hundreds of different types of pasta with tomato. There is many different ways to have meat with tomato. So tomato, in a way, is a propellant, is a catalyst in our cuisine. We cannot do it without. So the basic idea here in all our projects is that in this unlost territory, and this is what we learn from the museum, from the occupation, in this unlost territory, you cannot do without art. Without a thinking that is a diagonal, jumping, creative process that will allow you to start and to find the energy to do it again. There is not only one way. There are many ways to do it. But we are convinced that the thinking about art and the lateral thinking of art is a key ingredient. So in all our projects, this is done in a completely different way. Well, this project has to do with the migrants. We have a huge issue about the migrants in our peripheries. But as many things in Italy, the law is very advanced. We have a very advanced system of law, but on the other side, there is a complete dilapidation of resources and not a good way. So this project that is called Melting Pot, it is really, it becomes more and more of actuality now, and this project really shows ways that a complete project, a project that adheres completely to the Italian regulation to actually design the type of residency that is taught for immigrants. So, as each one of these pieces represents around 9 months of work, so more or less, even more, and here there is everything from the concept to the typology, to the flexibility, to the different aspects that's been taught, to the architecture that it comes out, etc. The other two projects are, I will skip this one for a reason of time. I just spend a few seconds on this one because it is one station along this line and in which, again, art becomes important. It becomes fundamental component. Why? Because the station itself becomes a kind of multifunctional place, a mixed place. So within that station, there are places for artists, for example. There are places for exhibition. There are places for school, little school, that will teach art, etc. And the whole effort, so it's making a program that makes sense of all these aspects, but at the same time, in which the architecture itself, with its strength and with its strong aspect, kind of a little industrial, because that is the tendency of the area, is able to speak and to create a dialogue. I can talk much more, but that is enough. Thank you.